Es chazar ze sich nicht mehr sa bocha yecheskel shraga ben rabbi bam Yehuda. Sech des brachas daf yudches. The Mishnah says that an oinon is potter from all the mitzvahs, which is mashma that a shomer, an unrelated shomer of a mace, would not be potter from all the mitzvahs. However, a brisa says that an unrelated shomer is also potter. Gemara answers that both these people would be potter from all the mitzvahs. An oinon, even if he's not a shomer, and a shomer, even if he's not a related party. This would seem to suggest that someone who goes into a Beis HaKfaris would not be Pater, but a Braisa says that even someone who just goes into a Beis HaKfaris would be Pater. Someone who goes into a Beis HaKfaris only Pater within the Arba Amis of the Mace itself. These other people, the Shomer or the Oinon, are Pater wherever they are. The Braisa that says that a Shomer is Pater says if there are two Shomerim, they should each take a chance to go away and daven and then relieve the other one so the other one can go ahead and daven. Ben Azai says that if they're on a ship, they can leave the mace in one corner and together go to another corner. They don't need the shomer there, and they can both daven even together. Ravina explains that Ben Azai is not afraid of mice coming and starting up with the mace when they're on a ship, whereas the Tanakhama is afraid, and that's why he would say never to leave the body unguarded. Bryce says if someone's transporting human bones, he should not put it into a saddlebag and put it onto a donkey and then ride on top of the saddlebag. That's a bazillion for the mace. But if he needs to get on to the donkey to run away from danger, then he can do so even though he's sitting on the mace. And the same thing would be true for a Sefer Torah. Rachman, the name of Yehuda, said if someone sees a levaya going on and is not malava the mace, he's over on the pasuk of loyig l'rosh chayev oseyu. If he is malava the mace, Ravasi says, he gets he's rewarded as if he's mamash malava Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonason were going in a Beis HaKfaris, and the Rabbi Yonason's tzitzis were dragging on top of the kfarim. Rabbi Chiya told him to lift his tzitzis so that the mesim not feel like they're being made fun of, that they can no longer be yoytze the mitzvah of tzitzis. Rabbi Yonason said that the mesim don't even know what's going on in this world, as the pasuk says, v'ha mesim einem yoydim me'uma. Rabbi Chiya said that's not pshat in the pasuk. Rather, that's just talking about the rishoyim that who we refer to as mesim, that they don't know anything, meaning they don't understand that they're going to die, and therefore they don't do tshuva. However, tzaddikim do, but it does not mean that mesim don't know what's going on in this world. Rabbi Chiya's sons spent time in the villages and forgot their learning, and they were very pained by the fact that they forgot their learning. So one said to the other, "Do you think our father, their father who no longer lived at the time, do you think he knows of the pain that we're in?" The other said, no, the pasuk says that the mesim don't know what's going on. The first one said back, but pasuk suggests, which Rabbi Yitzchak darshins to mean, that the mesim are pained by the decomposition of their bodies. So you see that they do understand pain. He said, well, maybe that's just their own tsar, but they don't really know the tsar of others. The Gemara asks, how could you say that the mesim don't know what's going on in this world based on a story in a brisa? The Braisa tells a story of a certain chassid who spent Rosh Hashanah night in a cemetery and overheard two spirits of two young girls talking. The first said to the second, let's go fly around and hear how the world will be judged this coming year. The second said she can't fly around because she was buried in a mat of reeds, which seems to be an embarrassing thing for a mace. So the first flew around and came back and said that whoever plants in the first part of the year will have their crops destroyed. So this chassid planted in the second part of the year and was very successful. The story repeated itself the next Rosh Hashanah, almost identically, except in that time she said whoever plants in the second part of the year, their crops will be destroyed. So he planted in the first part of the year and he was very successful. Chassid's wife pressed him to understand how he knew when to plant, and he told her the story. A short time later, the mother of this girl who was buried in the mat of reeds got in a fight with the chassid's wife. And the chassid's wife hurled an insult at her, telling her, your daughter was buried in a mat of reeds. On the following Rosh Hashanah, when again the chassid spent the Rosh Hashanah night in the cemetery, and again the story started unfolding, the girl who was buried in the reeds said, oh, we can't talk anymore because I now know that the people who are living hear our conversation. Clearly it shows she knows that her mother got in a fight with the chassid's wife, so they do know what's going on in this world. Gemara says it may be that someone who died after the fight went and told this girl about the fight, but not that they would know directly. Gemara asks from another story where Ze'iri gave money to a woman to watch for him, and by the time he came back from yeshiva, she had died. He went to the cemetery, and she told him where it was, and then said that he should give a message to her mother to give some items to some other woman who would be dying the next day. we see that she knew this woman obviously was very sick and would be dying. So they do know what's going on. Gemara said it may be that the Malach, Duma, just announced that there'd be this woman coming. That's how they knew, but otherwise they don't really know what's going on in the Mason. Gemara asked from another story where Shmuel went to his father after his father had died to ask where he had hid the money that he was holding on behalf of Yosayimim. He ended up telling him where it was, but in this story, he made mention that he was aware of how, of in what high regard Shmuel was kept on this world. So we see Mason do know what's going on in this world. Gemara says it may be different with Shmuel, since he was held in such high regard that the Malachim were announcing well in advance of his death that he'd be eventually coming. So the fact that they did that, he knew in what high regard he was kept in this world. Even Rabbi Yonason later changed his shita and held that the Mason do know what's going on in this world, because he dashed in the pasuk to teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that their children were going into Eretz Yisrael. So obviously they knew what's going on if they were told this. Rabbi Yitzchak says anyone who speaks bad about a Mason is like he spoke bad about a stone. Either that means because they don't know about it, or it means that they don't care. Rabbi Shmuel taught a brisa, if someone sees a Talmud Chacham do an Avera, he can be sure that he did tshuva. Unless it's a davar b'shuva moment, then not until he gives back the money.